Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight.
Everybody, this is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a cool day, sunny here in New York City, and right now it's about 1:07 p.m. Well, turning lemons into lemonade is a saying as that goes. And many companies are doing just that. How do you survive in the food business during or perhaps after the pandemic? Steve Yesi came up with a great idea. Steve has been in the meat business for several years, when because of these changing times, decided to go with being a purveyor of meat and seafood, naming the company The Meat Guys. He hired a handful of workers for the free delivery, all in different areas of New York City and Westchester County. Well, Steve will be talking about the company and what is on their menu. So I'm waiting for him to call in. In the meantime, I know. Might as well, my favorite.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies on www.brownies.com, and they have lots of more flavors and cookies and, well, it's getting me drooling. Let's see. I'm going to see if I can, I think I got his phone number. I'm going to try calling him right now. This is fun. Let's see how this works here. Okay. And I press this one, and I put the phone number in, and I could say, because, you know, in case anybody needs it. It's 347 peck. just like my rubber chickens peck on the keyboard. Okay, 3, 4, 7, 6, 6, 8. 6, 6, 8. 6, 9, 4, 5. 6, 9, 4, 5. And I'm going to dial it up now. Okay, it's dialing.
Good afternoon.
Steve?
Speaking.
It's Merle.
Hi, Merle. How are you?
I was waiting for you to call in.
I forgot.
Okay. Well, now I got you.
Okay.
I hope I have your attention for a while.
You have 100% of my attention. I'm still by my computer working on Monday's orders, but you have my full attention.
Okay. What I want to begin with is where you, like, before you were doing this particular type of delivering.
Right.
What were you doing prior?
We were selling to restaurants in the tri-state area.
So when you say that you were a purveyor.
Right.
That was the industry you got in, is purveying
right.
meat and
so,
seafood?
Correct. I was doing this for 20 years prior, and I retired in 2006. And in 2010, my son asked me if I wanted to start it again with him. And I said, let's go.
So what now... When you were doing this, in other words, are you still in the same location that you were before?
Well, in the last 10 years, I've been in the same location up in the Hunts Point Meat Market in the Bronx. The Hunts Point
okay.
Co-op Market. And, you know, it's just like we have everything. Whatever we don't bring in directly on our own, we have... availability right there, and including like
okay.
seafood. You know, it's seafood. We don't get involved with vegetables because that's a different world altogether, and you have to know what you're
doing. Sure.
And this is you try to be good at what you're good at.
Oh, sure.
Just to clarify.
So. That's where you are now in that area?
Yes. I've been in that area for 35 years.
Oh, okay. So it makes it everything accessible.
Right.
For like getting it fresh and being able to deliver it fresh and not
correct.
Frozen, except for
correct.
You
unless
I understand
some comes frozen like ribs like baby back ribs or if frozen shrimp and things like that, you know, everything
is
sold as a fresh product.
Oh, okay. So, how did you get into this business in the first place? Gotcha.
Let's go back to 1976. All right.
Okay.
I had gotten out of college. I was about to get married. A. Beam was the mayor at that time. He turns around, and I was at that time, I had just gotten out of college, started going for my master's in audiology, and there were no jobs to be had. So I went a different route, and I was handing out my resume all over the city, and I went to Einstein College of Medicine, their employment office. The secretary there saw my resume that I worked with all the kids that were autistic and had cerebral palsy, whatever. And
are you, in other words, you have your degree in medicine?
No. I just went there.
Oh, okay.
Look for a job. they then turned around and she said, this woman told me, my husband is in charge of a program with the Board of Ed for emotionally handicapped kids. And I got a job with him, through them, with the city of New York. A year and a half later, it was a huge layoff throughout the city. And I was the last fired, so I was the first fired. My father-in-law came up to me. He had a butcher shop in the Essex Street Market on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And he said, well, you want to come work for me? Didn't know anything about the meat business. And then for the next 11 years, that's where I was. He taught me the way to do business. To him and things I learned from my own dad. And then in 1986, my father-in-law decided that he wanted to retire. He was going to sell the store. And we turned around, and I went into the wholesale business right after that with my brother-in-law, and we did that for 20 years until 2006. In 2006, at 54 years old, I retired. Right, but we delivered the meat again to the tri-state area for those 20 years.
Right.
So that's where we learned how to do this type of business in the wholesale level. And then we turned around, and what happened next? We my son came to me. I was home for about 4 years, but I was still working in the business for other people. Just to keep myself busy because I couldn't. My wife said, "You're not staying home." He says, "Do whatever you got to do, but he says, get out of the house. You're driving me crazy." I said, "Okay, listen. Her house, that's her business. She's in charge of the house, right?" She says, "I don't tell you how to do your business. You don't tell me how to do my business." And she's right. Then 2010. My son came up to me in about February or March, and he asked me if I wanted to do this, and I said I'd be more than happy to. I said, but do you want a partner? He said, do I have a choice? I go, no. I said, you don't know the industry per se, although he was working, doing a little sales work, wholesale work up in the market, but he didn't have the familiarity that you would have being your own business. You were working with somebody else, not the same. So he turned around and we started like right away. And that was 10 years ago. And he's got you know what it is? My son has the youth behind him. You know, I have a couple more years over him, maybe almost twice his age. But I have the relationships. And anything you do in business, whether it's my business or any other business you're involved in, it's always about the relationships you establish. All right. If somebody doesn't know who you are, and you say, "Well, I need 25 boxes of skirt steaks," if they don't know who you are, they're not going to do it so fast. But if you have a good reputation and you're a good payer, it's going to happen. So that came to pass. Then in March, when the COVID virus closed down the restaurants, our business literally nosedived overnight. All right, we were down close to 40-60% in the business. And then it's a question of you can't really knock on the door and say, give me my money, because they're not doing any business either.
Yeah.
So my son and my daughter-in-law came up with the suggestion of doing home deliveries. All right, using social media as a form of advertisement. That turned around. That took off in the fear that people have to go out to supermarkets, you know, allowed us to deliver to their doorsteps with the mask on, with gloves on, in a refrigerated vehicle. And we listened to what they want, adjusted the business according to what their needs were and different items. You know, we started with the beef and poultry and pork and frozen shrimp, and that expanded when it came time for the July 4th, we were contacted by HUB Radio up in Westchester, HUD Radio up in Westchester, and they asked us if we want to partake in the 100 Days of Summer. I didn't know what that was. I had no idea. But they gave us the opportunity of the last week of June and the week of going into July 4th. They advertised us there for nothing. We gave out a gift certificate every day for 10 days. And that picked up a lot of our business in Westchester. We go to individual community pages on Facebook. And we establish relationships with them. And they help us increase. One of my sisters lives up in Pleasantville. She got onto Chappaqua Moms and several of the sites in her area, and she started showing our menu of items. We became friendly with the Tri-State Restaurant Group, all right, with Neil Foster. And that turned around, and he helped us and gave us some clues as to what to do and how to handle certain situations. So it just took off. And now, unfortunately, with the numbers rising the way they are, we're finding this as a means of turning lemons to lemonade.
Right.
Right.
Which is actually how I introduced the show, by the way.
Yeah. Is it? And it's just wonderful. You know, you get a chance, and listen, I would give up this in a heartbeat if they can tell me the virus is over tomorrow. Honest to God.
Oh, yeah.
But what's happening now is that people have told us, listen, if this thing is all over with, are you still going to do this? Yes. The private homes. We establish relationships with people. And we knew several first responders, nurses, that were working around the clock, and their friends were ordering in product for them. We gave it to them. You know, it's like you can't always bring it in. You got to give some out a little bit.
Right.
Somebody lost their father. I think I told you the other day, somebody had lost their father-in-law. An officer up in Yonkers. And the mother had just bought the week before, and then she called me to ask to have food sent to her daughter's house. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. And then she told me the story that there was a passing in the house. And I said, you know what? I said, you know what? I said, this is on us. You know, it's, listen, when all said and done, no matter what you're going to do in life, you want to feel good about what you did in life. And this is a discussion that my son and I had together several times, and there wasn't even a hesitation on either one of our parts. All right? You evaluate situations and make sure that they're authentic. And we were selling to a food bank in Glen Cove for a while. You know, it's whatever needs to be done. It's in the industry that we're doing. And we try to make it, from a business point of view, you want to make it beneficial for the business, right? But we're doing it for the right reasons, no matter what we're doing. All right? And people are asking us, can you come out? Can you deliver out to the Hamptons and stuff like that? I'd love to. But right now it's too far. Not practical,
yeah.
You know, but you think and you say, well, maybe, you know, there'll be time, maybe next summer, we'll see.
Right.
But I got to take care of the people that helped us now while we're in the middle of this, of the crisis that we're in. That's really what it comes out to be, girl.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do right now is talk about the menu. And my first question, of course, is, have you tried just about everything that you're selling? Or
Oh, yeah. Like, for instance, we got involved with selling portion steaks, right? We have a location that's inspected by the USDA up in our market that will cut the product, that cuts the product, you know, and generally, like, the steaks are cut, like, around 16 ounces to 18 ounces. We try to get a uniformity to what we're doing, right, because the restaurants do their own cutting, all right? But people want filet mignons. Let's figure out a way to, you know, to get that into them, you know, in a fashion that they can adjust to, you know, that it'll work for people. So we have people that buy, we have 8-ounce portion filet mignons that we sell by the individual steak. You know, they're already cryovac, they're already trimmed. You open them up, you season them to your liking, and that's it. You're done. Shell steaks, we do that with baby back ribs. I'm just looking up and down the list. You know,
what I'm asking is have you tasted all of the products?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, just about everything that I sell. Because when I get somebody on the phone, like you and I are talking now, and he says, "Steve, how's the organic salmon?" All right. I've had it. I brought it home. How's the grouper filet? And if we're talking about seafood, I happen to be a seafood lover. The shrimps, which we sell a load of the shrimps, right? My wife started cooking them up right away. Let me tell you something. But it's like, if there is a benefit to being indoors for such a long period of time, it's that I get more of a chance to taste my wife's cooking more often than I ever did before. You know, and it's just, it's phenomenal. And how my wife puts up with me, I don't know.
So let's kind of go into the menu. I mean, like, it's pretty long, but what do you see are the top sellers that people ask for?
All right. Everybody buys chicken cutlets. Just about everybody buys. I'm just opening it up right now as we're talking.
By the way, I have to interject that the chicken cutlets, I was actually kind of surprised because not only are they portioned, but they cook up quicker than I thought. Let's put it that way.
What happened with the chicken cutlets is we used to sell the really thick ones, all right? And then what happened was, you know, because that's what we sell to the restaurants. That's what they used to buying. And then what happened was people go, oh, they're not thin cut? So we spoke to one of the manufacturers that we use, and I said, give me an idea what you have that can satisfy this need. And they said, okay, no problem. They had a cutlet that came that basically cut 5 to 7 ounces, 5 to 8 ounces, and it comes in a 10-pound bag. So we introduced that. In other words, we listen to what the people are asking us.
Sure.
All right.
I already marinated the baby back ribs, so I'm waiting to.
You're going to love them. They eat like butter. They really do.
If I cook them correctly, they will. I just say,
you messed
have
it up.
Make sure.
Me now.
No, I know. I said.
But you know, it's like I'm just going up and down the menu. People wanted an inexpensive item that goes a long way. All right?
Right.
So we sell quarter lengths. But we're not allowed to break open the boxes. We have to sell them off as they are given to us in terms of if it's an unpackaged product. All right, the USDA will not allow us to do it any other way. So people buy quarter lengths. It's a 40-pound box. They're spending $18. It goes a long way. It's a lot of legs, but it goes a long way.
Right.
All right. So there's things on all different ends of the spectrum. the rib steak on the bone, it's $12.95 a pound, right? So it all depends on where it fits in on people's spending position. All right? We show your colors to our
restaurant.
So they
could buy one if they want?
They can buy one steak?
Yeah.
Yes. They can buy one steak, one ribeye, they can buy one shell steak, they can buy one piece of porterhouse, or if they really want to get really ambitious, we even got involved with those, you know, those, they call them tomahawk steaks, big steaks.
Yeah.
With the long, long bone, right?
Yeah, I saw those.
We'll sell those by the piece. Now that you're getting into the holiday season, people ask us about spiral hams. We brought them in. Yeah, you know, we sell them, and the way they come into us, they're half. There's a half of a ham in each package. We sell that. We sell French fries by the bag, right? Whole turkeys, you know, turkey breast. We sell a turkey breast that's already been cooked. All right, it's a natural turkey breast already been cooked, in its own broth. There's no artificial anything in it. Comes in a netting. You know, it's like $8.95 a pound, but it's all natural.
Right.
Sausages, chorizos, bacon, lamb chops. They can buy that by the package. It's a 2-pound package, approximately. You know, for $9.95 a pound. Veal cutlets, you can buy me by the package. You know, pork chops. We sell them 5-pound boxes. American cheese, shredded mozzarella cheese, just about any, you know, there's nothing that stops us from selling it. Any other product, filet of sole, grouper, tuna, swordfish, like the shrimp I mentioned, people want cans of lump crab meat. It's a 1-pound can, it looks like a can of tuna fish. We have that.
Now I'm curious, like, can I ask, on the lump crab meat, I understand.
Yep.
I know there are different grades.
Well, there's what they call special crab meat, which is more of a shredded type, okay? And there's lump crab meat, which is a little larger pieces. Then you have jumbo lump, which is even larger the pieces, and the price escalates with that. Then they have colossal, which is like, then you're going into the $30 range per can.
Now,
right.
When you say, so colossal is the, did they say taken from the cheek or something like that?
I couldn't even answer that.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't even answer that because, yeah, you know, it's not something that I package myself, so I can't tell you where, what part the animal they get that from, but like colossals, like the pieces are huge. You know?
Yeah.
We got people buying king crab legs from us, whole lobsters during the summer they were buying from us. You know, and they all come live.
Now, when you're getting the whole lobster, is it
with the rubber bands
cooked,
and everything?
Pre-cooked?
Nope. We go into the, we have a guy in the fish market. It's delivered to us alive and delivered the same day. We don't store any of the seafood, you know, like that at all. You know, we pick up all our fresh seafood the same day, Monday through Friday, and it goes out to the people's homes immediately the same day.
So, for instance, I would be getting it and it's still wiggling.
Yeah. It's still moving around, you know. But don't take the rubber bands off; it'll bite you.
Oh yeah.
People, I have a lady.
I'm just curious because of the, what do you call it, the, I don't mean wars or whatever. Like, how much per pound would a fresh lobster be?
$12.95 we have it listed as. And that's the sizes of a pound and a half and under.
Oh, sorry, so you can get a pound and a half for that price? For that? Okay.
Yep. Well, it would come out to be about $21 for the lobster itself.
Okay.
about a pound and a half, and it was selling it by the pound. It's $12.95 per pound, so it's 1.5 times that.
Okay,
right?
That's okay. And you can continue. Go ahead. By the way, I understand we were talking about you don't have them now, but you actually had 5-pound turkeys.
We do. Well, they're 4 to 6 pounders, right? But that's something I have to. I would have had to get involved with, or like, staying way ahead with it.
Yeah.
Because it literally disappeared immediately.
Because
of the pandemic that we're in the middle of.
Are you talking about a whole turkey?
That
size? Oh,
yeah.
I've never even seen a turkey that small. That's why.
That's because they disappear so fast. You have people like that are just having 2 people, right? They don't need an 18-pound turkey or 20-pound turkey.
Oh, sure.
All right? We have a lot of our restaurants that we have been doing business with. We have a diner that we sell to over in Great Neck. Every year, she's very nice. She's like a wonderful person. She deals with her for her workers. She buys 20 turkeys every year from us over in Great Neck Diner. And all these people, all these people are like family.
Yeah.
You know, we make a phone call. How many you want this year? Okay. We never even discussed prices. I'm just going to do the right thing by you. Right? You develop my business is all dependent upon relationships, whether it's going to the houses or it's going to a store. You know, we have a lady in the house that asks me, says, can you get me octopus? Yeah. And then we tell her what it's all about. During the Jewish holidays, we turn around and we develop the menu for the Jewish holidays with sable, baked salmon, whitefish, sturgeon, chopped herring, whitefish salad, all right? And even lox.
Excuse me a second. I have to wipe the drool off the left side of my face right now. Okay. Okay. It's all done.
Pickled herring. That makes me full. And cream sauce. That's the good stuff. But, you know, it's like, it's not, being in the industry, it's not difficult. It's just, you gotta learn to listen. And unfortunately, because of the way the numbers are going right now, the type of business we were doing in March, April, and May is what I expect to see happening in the next couple of months until there's any relief in sight, you know, with this. But you know what? We'll deal with it. It's as simple as that. You just deal with it. What else? You know, it's just... when customers say, can you get me this? Yeah. You know, I have a fish guy who I've been doing business with even prior to it when I was working together with my son that I dealt with my first business, and we have a working relationship. All right. I have a woman up in Westchester County calls me every Wednesday morning. I tie in the line with my fish guy. Because this is what he knows. He can turn around and say, this is what's coming in now. This is what's good right now. During Halloween, there's a swordfish that comes out. It's called pumpkin swordfish. Because of what the swordfish eat this time of the year, they eat a lot of the krill. And it turns
right into
meat on a swordfish. A little orange is pink, and it's a little sweeter taste. And
that's interesting.
I'm doing this for 35 years. I just learned
that.
All right, so it's still a learning curve. All right, and So I said, you know what? I let the professionals deal. Like I'm doing seafood for all these years, but flounder fillet, they want normal stuff, grouper fillet, calamari, frozen calamari, items like that. That's easy stuff. Shrimps, that's easy stuff. We had to figure a way to get shrimps into people's homes, but not selling them a 5-pound box. It's too much of them. So we have what's called easy peel shrimp, where the shell is still on, but it's been loosened up, and it comes in a 2-pound bag. And that works out well for people. You know, and they're out of this world, these shrimp.
And what size are those shrimp?
16 to 20s. Then that means, by saying 16 to 20s, it means that there's between 16 to 20 pieces per pound, and it's a 2-pound bag, so you have anywhere from 32 to 40 pieces on the average.
You know what, I'm asking, what would you call them? Would you call them jumbo, colossal, you know, whatever?
Here's what winds up happening. The terminology that's used in a supermarket, they'll say jumbo, colossal, and this and that. But when they say that, they can mix any kind of sizes they want. All right? I would say it's a medium shrimp. But, again, I don't want to get caught up with what the supermarkets do because
supermarkets
can mix in two or three different sizes and call it jumbo shrimp or medium shrimp. And that's how they bring the average of their prices down. We're selling you a 16 to 20 size shrimp, right? And that's what the item is. As if you're a restaurant, we're selling it to you. But we're selling it in a 2-pound quantity.
Okay, so what would you say? So a 2-pound bag would cost?
Would cost $17.
Oh, okay. So it's not even per pound, it's just $17.
No, it's $8.50 a pound. You know,
oh, okay.
It's a 2-pound unit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, no, $17. $8.50 a pound. I correct myself. It says jumbo shrimp on our thing, but it's a 16 to 20 shrimp. It's the size on it.
Right.
Because everybody has a different image of what jumbo is. But they'll all ask me, Steve, how many shrimp come in there? And that was the response I gave them.
Yeah. Okay. Like tiger shrimp, or is there a particular type of shrimp that they are?
All these shrimp are white shrimp. They come out of either Thailand, Vietnam. And what happens in the shrimp business, the reason there are so many different countries that produce the shrimp is it all depends. The waters change in temperature throughout the year. So the location of where they're going to raise the shrimp in has to be constantly shifted depending on how the water temperatures go. There are times of the year, at all times you'll see it from Thailand or from Vietnam. There are other times where you'll only see it out of China. You know, it all depends on water temperatures. Most of the time, we see stuff out of Thailand and Vietnam, you know, which we like the most. As a better tasting shrimp for us. We do scallops. But we're normally ourselves dry scallops. You know, in like a 10 or 15 pound, we developed a way to do it in 2-pound units.
Oh, okay.
Right? Frozen calamari comes in a master case to us, the 30 pounds. But each package is 2.5 pounds. So we sell 2.5 pound packages. It's enough for people to live on.
Right.
Yeah, but we're doing it. Yeah, after a while, it becomes second nature to what you're doing. But and like I said, the book is always open. You're always learning another page as you're going along, and as long as we listen to what our customers are saying, we'll have more and more products. We started with one page in the beginning. Now we're up to three pages. I don't want to really go further than that because there's a level of boredom that people have, you know, and we want to make it nice and easy and fast. If items don't move, we take them off. People wanted eggs. We used to sell loose eggs, you know, but and 15 dozen come in a box. Then we turned around now and said, you know what, we're going to buy the ones that come in cartons, but it's also 15 dozen. We're selling, you know, we're currently selling 50, and that's a market that's always constantly changing. We sold 15 dozen eggs now for $19.95. That will change as time goes on. We've been as high as $40 when you get closer to Easter and stuff like that. But the market goes up. We just want to have like another item to put in the shopping bag. You know, for the people in the delivery. And everything is delivered. Our guys are wearing gloves. The guys are wearing a mask. Our trucks are all insulated. Our trucks are all refrigerated. And I think we're one of the few companies that during this whole thing, since it started, we hired more people rather than firing people. Can't complain.
That's great to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it worked. You know, we were one of the fortunate ones. Again, lemons to lemonade.
You know, that's it, right? You can keep on if you have any other products you want to push.
I'll
keep a napkin next to me. By the way,
big seller is. A lot of houses that have kids at home buy these breaded Tyson breaded chicken tenders, a 10-pound box, $39. You know, we sell ground turkey, 8-pound box, ground chicken, 12 1-pound units in a box, $39. You know, it's we sell bacon, 15-pound box, $75.
Just ask you a question. So, in other words, I can't just say, I want a pound of bacon.
No.
Okay.
Can it be done? Yes. Do we get involved with that? No, because once you start breaking up the master case on the bacon, then you get involved with a packaged bacon. We cannot package. All right. I can buy a packaged bacon. But you're going to have maybe about 15 or 20 pounds of that bacon in there, maybe 20 packages in there, right? And for us to sell one package at a time, what's going to happen one day is somebody says, I just want a pound of bacon. I don't want anything else. And it doesn't become cost-effective or like that. So we try to provide a way for people to buy wholesale or deliver to their home. And that's really, we got involved with selling, again, because there's a lot of kids home, along with the breaded chicken tenders, we sell the Purdue chicken nuggets. All right? There's about 18 packages in a box, right? Box of 13.5 pounds, $55. But this is stuff that goes a long way at home, and it's reasonable by then.
Well, that's great. Let me ask you, I was just curious, in terms of the lamb, is the only thing you sell lamb chops?
We sell the lamb chops. We have access to getting ground lamb, ground veal. Lamb stew, I can buy if I have enough days' notice. But these are all in like 10-pound units. You know,
okay.
And we have access to all this through different vendors that we deal with in the marketplace. And if I have pre-orders ahead of time and to get it, when we get our orders in with that particular vendor, I would include that with that order. So, again, our ears are open. And if it's one guy said to me, he says, I have a smoke. It has nothing to do with lamb, but he says, I like to smoke meat. I said, okay. He says, can I get a brisket? I said, okay. And the customers that do smoking in their backyard taught us that They don't want a 5-pound brisket. First of all, we don't carry a 5-pound brisket. They want a brisket that's going to be 18, 19 pounds. Because like any good brisket that's worth its weight in gold, it's going to shrink.
Right.
And, you know, it's a fresh product. They cook it down. You know, it all depends. Somebody asked me if I can get them boneless lamb legs frozen. Yeah. They come about 8-9 pounds each. We can do it. You know, and there's nothing that can't be done with enough time.
Sure.
We just try. You know, we told our customers that if, in order to drum up business this time of the year, anybody that bought over $250 was going to receive a free turkey from now through November 25th. That took off like wildfire. So, and it, you know, it kind of.
And by the way, I'm curious if is there a substitute if somebody doesn't want it? Turkey? I'm just curious.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because otherwise you don't stop. Otherwise, you don't. It doesn't stop. You know,
right. Okay.
Try to be, if it can, I said. But you know, because then you, we bring in a given amount of extra turkeys that are around 14, 15 pounds, and we tell us, "Would you like a turkey?" We can estimate what the bill is going to come out to, based on what they're ordering.
Right.
And some of them will say, "Well, how much more do I need in order to get a turkey?" You know, get a little excitement on that.
Right.
You know, we on certain websites, on the community websites, they have contests using us as a gift, a $50 gift certificate. If people want to buy food as a gift certificate for somebody else, they contact us. They give us credit card information. All right. And then we make a notation that when so-and-so's daughter orders on her next order, $50 of that bill gets billed to her mother. You know, it took us a while to develop trust, people to trust us, because you're giving people giving us credit card information to do business with them. And don't worry, keep it on file, don't worry. That comes with trust after a while. And you have to earn that trust. There's no entitlement with that at all. What else can I help you with?
Well, did we go through enough things on the menu of choices? I don't mean the whole list, but, you know, subject-wise.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are people that, depending on the different ethnic backgrounds, and I speak Spanish fluently, all right? We'll say, do you have chorizos? I said, yes, we do. They'll tell me a name of a product, like a pernil. That's a pork shoulder or a ham. But they're telling me this in Spanish. Again, I speak Spanish fluently. So when I worked for my father-in-law, it was a bilingual butcher shop. So
okay.
I know the different things that were involved with making certain dishes that they wanted to do. I didn't know how to cook. I don't know how to cook for anything, but I know how to eat. So I was able to answer certain questions for them, you know, without any problems. I'm just trying to think, different items. You know, we have a lot of Asian trade that asks for certain fish, and they want fish to be prepped for them, you know, leave it whole, gut it out.
What certain fish, for instance?
A lot of them would do like either I have several Greek customers that want bronzini, but they go leave
no,
the
I'm
head
asking
off.
In terms of I'm asking like the Chinese. Any particular fish that they request?
A lot of them get like the white type of fish, like a fluke or a flounder, that type of thing. So they would. We've had requests for grouper fillet, which is became an easy item for us. I'm just trying to think of, off the top of my head what particular ones that they're all. Nothing that's strange that we don't know about. They'll ask the salmon, the organic salmon, which is oddly enough, some people ask, they want a wild Alaskan salmon, which you'll see in the stores for $25 and change all year round. Depending on, for us, again, depends on the time of the year that we're getting it. It can be as low as $14, $15.
Okay. Can I need to ask you, like, the what makes it organic salmon? Is it farm-raised?
No. Farm-raised means a farm-raised salmon is a pond, and they're only felt, and they're raised in the pond. They're they're fed strictly like these. The food that they give them is just pellets that are manufactured. When you're dealing with wild salmon or organic salmon.
Well, that's what I'm asking in terms of organic salmon.
Okay.
Wild salmon?
It's a wild salmon, but organic salmon, what they're eating is controlled. And by that, simply, I mean they're in their own waters, but they can't go beyond a certain point in those waters because of the netting that's put up there. But the normal products that they would normally eat in that water, all right, is alive in that water. All right, they're not pellets or anything like that. Nobody feeds it
right.
to them. They feed as they would naturally. That's organic.
Ask you then. Let me ask you a question then. If I had a piece of organic salmon and a piece of regular wild salmon, would I taste the difference?
I don't think so. I can't answer.
Okay.
I can't answer it without knowing it for sure. Cause, but it's going to be pretty close to the same taste.
Oh, okay.
With wild salmon, you cannot. Whatever they eat, it's out there. All right.
Right.
With organic salmon, it's whatever in the waters that they're living in. Not the. That's and once again, they're not in a sealed environment where the only sealing type of environment that they have is that there's a netting, so they they'll catch it. They can capture the product anytime they want, but it's not sitting in like a private pool type of setting. So. But they're not controlling what they eat. The fish are eating what they want.
Let me ask you a question. In terms of the meat, do you have, I forgot these Japanese things, wabu, whatever.
Wagyu, I don't get involved with because I don't understand it. And there's so many different levels to it. And, you know, I just don't.
Okay.
You know,
I
haven't been able to become proficient enough in this to make that happen.
Okay.
And there's so many different variations of the same thing. So I said, you know what? Let the guys that do that for a living do that.
Okay.
You can get a piece of meat that says Wagyu, but it's not the. May not be the same thing as what you're looking for. You know, following thing. There are different grades of Wagyu.
Yeah.
Right? So I stepped away from that. I said I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, just curious. So now, just so we get it in, give us your website.
Oh, no, we operate off of Facebook. All right, we have no website because what was happening, people suggested we, and I had somebody that was going to set up a website for us. But what happened is that prices change, and the industry that we're in is so specific what people are placing in order. That's not a question of, I'll take four pork chops. I'll take, well, how thick do you want them? Do you want center cut? Do you want end chops? There's too many questions that have to be asked that need to be answered
okay.
before a product is made.
So right? if they're going to Facebook, what do they go to?
You're going to go to the Meat Guys. It's an open site called the Meat Guys. It'll open right up to our menu, and we publish a new menu.
So if I go to in my search engine, if I write the Meat Guys Facebook, that would bring it to me.
Go on to Facebook. Then there's a thing that says search Facebook. You type in the Meat Guys.
Okay.
Right, you should immediately. I just did it now, and immediately you'll see past and current menus. Usually, the most current. And what we did, so that there's no confusion, when we issue the menus, they're actually dated right underneath the name. It says the Meat Guys on the menu itself. It says for the week of November 15th to November 21st.
Oh, okay.
And then probably sometime tomorrow night, we'll have a new menu ready for the following week. Now, very often, if the market doesn't change, we'll just leave it the way it is and just update the dates. Or we'll add an item, take away an item, right? If somebody orders on a Sunday or the Saturday for Monday, we honor the prior week's prices. Because they haven't seen the new list yet. Even if, say, eggs go up next week, I'll honor this old price, but they placed the order before the new list came out. That keeps everybody a little bit happier. We don't have any minimums. Most of the time, it's next day delivery, or you give us a future date. We have a lady that ordered 3 weeks in advance for brisket for the week coming up. She just wants to know she has it. I said, don't worry, you have it. You got it. And we followed up with another call. And every once in a while, we throw a little contest where we give away 10 pounds of chicken cutlets. And we ask them to react to a request that we have. And then we have a number counter that we do online. We show everybody online. The 175th person that shared this statement that we put in at that time, they get the color. And we show the number thing picking its own. It's a random counter, and it counts its own, and then boom, it'll stop. And
oh,
we have a woman who did it last week, November 11th, and the winner was number 167. It was a young lady, Jackie, who won it. And the next business day, we deliver the 10 pounds of cutlets. You know, we don't wait for them to place an order on a maybe. You know, it's yours. You know, in the very beginning, it took us 10 days to make a delivery because of the caseload that we had. Now we try to do it within usually the following day, unless they're not home. And they want to schedule it on a different day.
Right.
All right.
Well, is there anything you want to add?
No, I think we've got it. We covered everything on this one.
Oh, good.
We covered everything. I don't think over here. I just want people to keep on buying. And we're here for that.
Well,
you know?
I'm going to do everything I can to put this out there.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
you know,
that.
You'll be surprised when you think I've stopped. It goes.
No,
on.
I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised. Just let me know
okay.
where to look. That's all, all right?
Yeah, this is going to be going right up on my Facebook page as soon as I'm done.
Okay.
And so people will have access to listening to this entire interview.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
That will be the first step. And I have to call you right after. I'll tell you why after when I call.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing bad. Don't worry.
No, I'm not worried. You got the wrong guy. I'm never worried about anything.
Okay, Steve. Well, this was great. This was great having you. And, you know, wonderful thing to hear, you know, with things going on and, you know, how people can I just want to throw in one of the problems that I seem to have is like when I, because I can't go out of the house, I'm not, okay, whatever reason. But what happens is that when I'm ordering, trying to order from like a supermarket or something, and they actually, and they, even when they do the shopping, et cetera, there's like I'll get their flyer. And I'll say, well, what if I want to buy something that's not on the flyer? How is there a way for me to know the prices? And they always say, no, well, we can't have somebody, blah, 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 you know. I mean, I happen to have found one store where I could see all the prices and choose and whatever, and then I, you know, get it. But this is another way that you're buying something, you're looking at the menu, and you and you can see the price.
There's an item, Jamie, Steve, what are they charging for Ronzini today? If you want
I don't know. I have a seafood market. Well, I say near me, about 2 miles, I think, 2 miles away.
Right.
No, about 2 miles. So, you know, I don't know what they charge for Bronzini.
Well, but I'm saying, whatever the item may be, you know, it's just, I can give you an answer. You can always compare. You can always ask the questions, right? And listen, we try to bet 1,000 wherever we can. Every once in a while, we come up short, but not too often.
Okay.
It's always perfect. We try to be good, right? The only one that's perfect is my wife.
And she knows it.
Well, she never makes a mistake. I told her that when she marries me.
That's
years.
Good to
All right, I'll keep her. 44 years. She's put in overtime already.
Oh, all right.
Right,
and by the way, we want to put a shout out to Enid Lang for telling me about you.
Yes, thank you, Edith. I appreciate that.
This would have never happened if she wasn't bragging.
See, I didn't know so many women were bragging about me.
Well, I don't know you in particular. I should ask, like, who... Who delivered to her? I mean, like, because she's in Yorktown.
Yeah, that's Anthony who delivers up there.
Okay. I was just curious. Then we'll put a shout out to Anthony, too.
I appreciate it. I'm going to tell him that as well.
Okay. I know she was very happy with, I think I got that she ordered more than one time.
No, she did.
That's what I got. And one of them had to do with a brisket. anyway. Okay. So, again, thank you for sharing all the information. And have a great day. Stay safe. And we'll talk very soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show. Where is my music intro? Here we go. No, that doesn't say. Well, I call it music intro because it used to be. I'll call it my music exit. All right, until the next time. Heaven knows. I think what I might be doing is reading some of my latest articles.